Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And it is no surprise that we have an amazing honoree this month as well. I have to tell you, I got a very long letter from Jason Crawley, who is the sheriff of Charles City County, and had a marvelous deputy that he nominated, and just absolutely impressed me, blew me away. And so I'm happy to say that Deputy Jeffrey Pattison is joining us.
Good
deputy,
morning, sir.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to be here.
Well, the honor is ours. Let me tell you something, because I read through what the sheriff had to say about you. And do you mind if I share some of it? Did he share this with you?
He has not.
Oh, well, all right. I don't want you to blush too much, but what he says is that Deputy Pattison needs to be honored for his outstanding service, dedication, and commitment to both the Charles City County Sheriff's Office and the citizens we serve. He says you've consistently demonstrated professionalism, selflessness, a level of devotion to duty that goes far beyond expectation. That's not bad.
I will take all that.
You will take all of that. And I just want you to take a look. That's just the first paragraph, because he goes on from there. He talks about some of the work that you did, Deputy, during a search for a missing senior citizen. You had responded initially, and then you worked your full 12-hour shift. But then you apparently went home just long enough to, well, you tell us. What happened after that?
So this particular incident was an elderly citizen who had some mental health issues, and he had just wandered off from his home early that morning.
Okay.
So we had gotten the call, responded, and since he was on foot, we immediately began to search and canvass the area and try to locate him. That search ended up going all day. It took the whole 12 hours of my normal shift.
Wow.
And we had great response from other agencies around our area, the emergency management crew, and just search and rescue folks came out from everywhere and searched. We had great dog tracks looking for him, and figured out where he'd gone. And over the course of that day, we just searched all the areas and just came up with nothing.
Wow.
And it was really frustrating because you know his condition. It was a very hot day.
Yeah.
And so, I'd worked my whole 12-hour shift on that call, and then went home, changed clothes, got something to eat real quick, and came back and jumped on with a search team. And we started searching in some areas that when I looked at it, I'm like, there's no way he's got to be over here. This is well away from where our good dog tracks were. But we searched it because that's the zones that they had cordoned for us. And it was after 9 o'clock p.m. and we had gone, made several passes, and it was on our final pass. This was going to be the last one because we were going to have to scale back the level of commitment from the other agencies at that point.
Okay.
And the team that I was with would just happen to run across him, sitting in the woods, in the middle of the woods, wow, in the dark, by himself. And so it was just, you know, great to be able to help him in that situation. And, you know, I'd hate to think if, you know, we hadn't been able to find him. So
it's an amazing situation overall, Jeff. But the idea that you worked 12 hours, right? You had every right in the world, if you will, to clock out and say, go get him, guys. You know, I wish you the best of luck. I'm done. And you went, changed your clothes, got a little something to eat, and you came right back into the thick of it. That's dedication.
Well, I mean, I couldn't imagine going home and just sitting there and wondering what happened. So
yeah. And everything, I'm hoping, turned out as good as it could for him then.
Yep.
Excellent. It's one of the examples that the sheriff raises about you. Deputy Jeffrey Pattison is joining us. He is our September honoree, the recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. You're also in charge of the drone team. You're the commander of the drone team. Now, are you guys referring to them as drones, or do you have a really fancy title that you may prefer?
Well, unmanned aerial vehicles, okay. You know, there's a number of names for them, but drone is a simple thing. Yep.
All right. Tell me about them, because I don't fully understand it. Is it looking for stuff? Are you sending them into people's houses? What's going on with those?
Well, it's a great tool to use for many different applications. So with our agency, we're just getting started, and we're getting a lot of help from outside agencies, James City County, New Kent Sheriff's Office. They have great programs. They've been helping us get started.
Okay.
And so part of it is you get your FAA certification, which is a Part 107. So our team is working on getting our Part 107 so that we can fly within the regulations and everything like that. But yes, for example, when we had the missing persons, we had drone teams up searching, looking areas for the individual. It's the same for, we had a guy that went missing off of the bike path that's there, right, in Charles City Capitol Trail. And they looked for him for a good while, and then a drone team was able to come out with their thermals and see him instantly, and they were able to find him just feet off the bike path.
Jeez.
So it has a lot of applications. That's very useful for public safety and emergency management.
I can only imagine. Tell me, though, what drew you to the drones? Was it something you were doing in your civilian life first?
No. Actually, I did some training with I'm in the Army National Guard.
Okay.
And I went to the Raven Operator training school for that. And so I did fly drones, if you will, with the Army National Guard. And so when they started the program with our sheriff's office, I'm like, well, I've got some skills in that area, and so I want to lend a hand and support that.
Wow, I love that. It's this Part 107. What exactly is that? What's involved with that?
So the Part 107 is the FAA regulations regarding unmanned aerial vehicles, and okay, it basically is all the rules and the things that you can and cannot do that govern airspace and all those types of things. So it's obviously, if you're going to be a commercial pilot, drone pilot, difference from somebody that's recreational,
right,
you fall under the Part 107. So you would have to abide by those regulations. And so that's just a certification and a testing process to make sure you understand all those regulations.
Wow. All right. I can only, I guess, begin to imagine what's involved with that. You clearly got to be aware of other things flying, right?
Correct. Yep.
What about privacy concerns? I've heard people say, I don't know, somebody flew a drone over my house. Can you fly a drone over my house?
Well, there's a lot of emerging regulations. Yeah. It's somewhat a new field. And so there are laws and things like that that govern your privacy and that sort of thing. And so as law enforcement, we're definitely under those obligations to adhere to those.
Wow.
But you can, you know, use them in regards to search warrants and things like that.
Yep. Wow. It's just such a fascinating part of law enforcement. And again, as you point out, it's emerging, right? It's this transition from, I guess, the old way of doing things. Everybody worked at some point with somebody who said to them, let me tell you, kid, how we've always done it. And eventually, maybe you become the guy who says, hey, let me tell you, kid, about how we've always done it. And then somebody else comes along and says, this drone thing, we need to be on top of this. It's a great advancement.
Yeah, definitely. And you're seeing it across all platforms. I mean, yeah. The military is really ramping up and, it's a lot of advancements in those areas.
Yeah, I love that. Give us the sense of Charles City County in terms of geography and population and why. I mean, the sheriff's office, really, I I'm speaking from the outside. I don't know any more than just somebody observing, but I have been consistently impressed with Sheriff Crawley and some of this forward thinking and momentum moving everybody into the future with this. But give us that description, Charles City County geography and population. What are we talking about?
Well, as you probably know, Charles City is a rural county.
Yep.
We have just a lot of great farmland and many historical areas. That's, I think, what Charles City is known for.
Right.
We have about 7,000 in the population, so a little over 200 square miles.
Okay.
We have just a great mix of the three cultures, as we like to call it. And it has a small town feel where everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
And in most cases is related to each other.
Okay.
That's one of the things, the reason that I got into law enforcement for Charles City County was just a way to give back and serve that community. I grew up mostly in Charles City. And so for me, that was home. I've moved away quite a few times over the years,
okay.
But I've always found my way back and just enjoy and love that community.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. So you're a native of Charles City?
Not originally.
Okay.
I was actually born in Florida, but...
But you got here as soon as you could.
When I was nine, we were brought by my parents there, yeah.
Okay. And so you grow up for a good chunk of your life, obviously. Then what? Do you make a decision to go into law enforcement right away, or is there something else?
No, I'm actually a relatively newcomer to law enforcement.
Okay.
So I've only been employed with the Charles City Sheriff's Office for 2 years.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my law enforcement career.
All right. Yep. And did you do anything before that?
I have. I've spent over 19 years in the Army National Guard.
Okay.
And then I've done many other things in between.
Yeah.
I was mostly in telecommunications, initially I started out doing cellular and broadcast tower climbing, then moved over into the construction management side of it. And then my last position before the sheriff's office, I worked for an engineering firm in town and worked in their telecommunications department.
Wow. All right. So what draws you, not late in life, but later than some of your compatriots, to law enforcement?
Well, I would say that it kind of found me. I had been spooling up for a deployment. Our unit was going to deploy to Africa.
Okay.
And some various reasons, I didn't make it on that deployment. And so I had already put in my military leave of absence and everything from the place that I was working.
Right.
And kind of came to a decision point. I'm like, well, should I go back to continue what I'm doing, or is there something different? Wow. And I kind of thought about, I'm not sure if I want to sit behind a desk all day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wanted to get involved more with the community. And the opportunity came up to be a part of the sheriff's office. And I think a big contributor for me was some of the events that were happening, specifically Uvalde, Texas, had just occurred.
Yep.
And for me, it was a big motivator. I felt like I needed to get involved. And I'm like, I can't sit by and let these things type of things happen. And I want to get involved and be a part, hopefully, of the solution.
Wow. That is so inspiring. It is so wonderful to hear about good men, good women who are drawn to this. It is, in many ways, it is that servant's heart. I mean, obviously, 19 years with the Army National Guard, you were already serving. You had already come to understand that calling. And so slight change in duty, slight change in uniform, but you're still out there serving, protecting, helping that community.
Yeah, I don't know that it was ever like this conscious like thing that I was doing. It just seemed like it happened, you know, and I just found myself moving in those directions, you know, and a lot of my fellow Guards members are in law enforcement, so it was seemed like a really natural fit.
Yeah, well, according to the sheriff, it is a great fit. Deputy Jeffrey Pattison is joining us. He is our September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. So 2 years on the job, but tremendous knowledge, great background, all sorts of skills and abilities you bring to the sheriff's office. Where are you going to be 2 years from now? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, still working at the sheriff's office and, you know, serving in whatever capacity they need me. And, you know, there's so typically on my daily duties, I go out to the public schools that we have and I assist our SROs doing the drop off times and out there with the kids. And so there's, you know, potentially eventually SRO for me or moving into investigator role, that sort of thing. So as far as moving in with the office, you know, there are definitely roles that I can play there in the future. Yeah,
I love that. I love the idea that you were talking about SRO as well. It's such a great opportunity to have that positive interaction, positive influence on younger people. And let's face it, generally speaking, if you're interacting with somebody, they're not having a good day, right? They're either having the worst day ever or you're about to make their day really bad as far as they're concerned. So interacting with some of the younger folks saying, hey, you know, we're all good people. We're just trying to do the right thing. That's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Such an inspiring part of this.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially with the kids, you have a real opportunity to just to set their perspective on, you know, law enforcement or even just being a positive influence in their life where, you know, they may aspire to something else, you know, that they're than they thought of. And so just being there. And like you said, a lot of times the circumstances you get called into, you know, a situation may have been brewing over the for years, you know, and you get called into that situation to deconflict the situation. And a lot of times there's kids involved. And so just being a support or just being somebody that they can maybe look to in that time is, you know, really important.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's vital. I think it's vital. And just everything that Sheriff Crawley has shared about you, and we're not going to have time to get to everything that he shared, but you've done an awful lot of things that he's very proud of. And it just reading that, you think, yeah, this is exactly the sort of guy you want helping some younger people say, this is a good path, or you ought to take a look at this.
Yeah, I mean, really appreciate Sheriff Crawley. He's done such a great job, you know, just in making improvements in our office, and just he has great motivation to just serve the community, and it's very inspiring.
Would you say to somebody who is considering career options right now, law enforcement, good thing to look at?
For sure. I mean, definitely not an easy job.
Right.
And I was really surprised when I got into it. You know, even after 19 years in the Guard, just a lot of the things you have to deal with on a daily basis. And, you know, it takes some internal fortitude. But the rewards are, you know, such a positive influence in just being able to serve your community and you know, provide benefit in that area.
Yeah, it is still a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for so many people, and it's nice to see and hear from somebody who sees it not just as a job, but as an obligation to give back to the community. That's what we need more of.
Yeah, for sure. And there's definitely a great need,
you know,
all across the state. You know, there's plenty of space for people to join.
There absolutely is. Let me share one other thing that Sheriff Crawley from Charles City County shared with me. He said, Deputy Patterson embodies the highest standards of law enforcement. He is a shining example of what it means to protect and serve, not only in uniform, but in the way he consistently places the needs of others above his own. His actions reflect great credit upon himself, the Charles City County Sheriff's Office, and the broader law enforcement community.
I appreciate that greatly.
Yeah, it's an inspiring tale, and I'm just so happy you made the trip here, and I'm so happy that Sheriff Crawley nominated you. It is absolutely wonderful to recognize you as our September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. We were joking off the air, and I'm going to share it with everybody, that you spell your name properly. Jeffrey is exactly the way it is. It's a two-syllable word, and you and I both for years have had people mess that up, haven't we?
For sure, especially with my military background. It gets butchered up quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeffrey Patterson is our honoree, and I want to tell you about a couple of things you're going to get. We always put together a little gift package for everybody. I sadly will tell you, is not going to get you any closer to a vacation home or retirement, but I'm hoping it'll put a little smile on your face. A friend of mine, Bolly Jarrett, is a big-time CPA here in Central Virginia, dear friend of mine, and he's a big part of the John Maxwell Leadership Program, which is where I know Bolly from, and so he has gotten John's latest book for you. It's autographed by John, and that is good reading. I have another autographed book for you. I will warn you, it is not going to be nearly as good as John's book. It's a book that I wrote on speaking and presentations. I'm going to put it under John. Read John's book first. It's far better. But you may or may not get a thing or two from mine as well. We've got great friends in Carytown. There's a great store called For the Love of Chocolate. And they have donated a gift card for you. So if you want to swing by Carytown, maybe on your way back to Charles City today, pick up a little something. You'll have a good time there. My friend Laura Sylvester is an amazing baker, and she started her own company about 2 years ago called the Pie Safe Baking Company. And so she donates a gift certificate and full menu here. I won't tell you what to get, but I will tell you that the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies are amazing. And my daughter does all of the taste testing for those chocolate chip cookies, and there's never any left. You remember we lost a Virginia State Trooper a couple of years ago, and his family writes, it's an amazing letter. I'm just going to tell you that. They're gift cards. There's challenge coins. You'll want to take that letter and just kind of read it off to the side by yourself. You'll get a lot out of that. We have a Thin Blue Line flag for you. My friend Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church over in Goochland makes them. He is the lead police chaplain for the Henrico County Police Division, but he's also an amazing woodworker. And so you've got a Thin Blue Line flag there. You've got a Jeff Katz Show special challenge coin. They only go to recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And those were all provided by Mike McTernan, one of Jan's sons. He foots the bill for it, and that's why we have them. Mike owns and operates a couple of towing companies, Prince George Towing and Three Sons Towing down on the south side of town. And then we have a special bracelet, a thin blue line bracelet. And these are made by my friend Emily Morrissey. Emily is an amazing young lady. Emily is in her 20s, and Emily has CP and a couple of other special needs. And in school, her teachers and therapists realize, boy, she enjoys working with beads, and Emily loves working with beads. So her family, Dan and Kristen, her brother PJ, set up a company, emilysbracelets.com, and Emily makes any variety of bracelets, and I told Emily a long time ago, I can't promise that I will wear them every day, but I will wear them on every day that ends in Y. And so far, I've been able to keep my promise to her. And so you will get a special thin blue line bracelet for you. And of course, you'll be part of our wall out there honoring all of these folks. Right. We are going to be placing all of these gifts, by the way, into a beautiful range bag, which my friend Rob Chadwick over at Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association, has arranged for our Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees to receive. So it's a great bag to take to the range with all of your gear, all of your equipment. And Jeff, I again just sit here and I'm so grateful that you not only made the trip, but that you made the decision to become part of the law enforcement community. And according to Sheriff Crawley, man, you're just hitting it out of the park.
Well, I greatly appreciate it. And it's, again, such an honor to be here. And just looking at your wall of other nominees and recipients out there, just tremendous folks. And it's just a pleasure to be here with you. And I thank you so much for all these gifts.
Absolutely.
I actually have from our sheriff, a little our patch there for you.
Excellent. Well, I thank you. That is going to go up on our wall to acknowledge Charles City County. We're always happy to honor those who deserve to be honored, and you absolutely are part of that. And again, I warn you, when you read that that note from Jamie Walter, Mike Walter's, I say wife, widow at this point, and her kids, just a reminder that great to go out there and do the job. Make sure that you're always aware of what's at stake for everybody out there. And we just want you to have a long, happy, healthy career because you're giving back, and we appreciate that. That is Deputy Jeffrey Pattison from the Charles City County Sheriff's Office. He is our September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.